Hello and welcome to The Blurs, the Black Nerds with the Word. This is the podcast where as blurs discuss comics, manga, anime, movies, and much more happening in pop culture. This is one of your hosts, Marcus Andre, and with me I have...
It's me, I'm back. It's Drew from the Dirty Dwarf. You know, we lit. I'm back from a week off. You know, had a lot going on at work because of the election. But hopefully the election's about to be over. So I'm back. Let's get it. I'm ready. 21, episode 21.
It's your boy Justin. We are from Killer Calvert County. You already know how we do out here. Episode 21. You already know how we rocking. Let's go.
Big homie Kenny out here. Murder Moco. 21. Savage. Gang it back here. Pass it back to my host Marcus.
All right. So let's get into the news. I haven't been looking for any comic book news lately because y'all know the election's going on and stuff like that. We just had a discussion about it. I'm pretty sure you guys are all pretty anxious about it. So we're not going to discuss it right now. This is an anti-Trump podcast though. So, you know, if however you feel about that, feel that way. Yeah. So we just hope Biden wins this election and he does it and everyone's peaceful and stuff like that. And we don't have to deal with any more drama, but you know.
It's America.
Yeah, it's America. So
I'm back on the Boruto news. So we lit. First things first, one of the writers for Boruto said that after this arc that they're currently in for the anime, I'm talking about, they're going right into the Owl arc. So this is confirming news from one of the writers and one of the people that's in part of the Boruto. So we really, I keep saying we're getting into it, but like we're actually getting like whole manga content now. So all the people that, you know, don't really want to watch the Boruto anime, they can probably get back into it for the next month or two. And then that'll definitely start picking up. So y'all know what I'm talking about with the Owl arc, right?
No, I was just about to ask you, what are you talking about with that one?
Owl, the dude that was, he had the Byakugan. He was in the Hit and Miss village.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
do you remember that arc in Boruto when they first introduced Kawaki?
When
Like what's the name of like the guy who had like all those upgrades and everything underneath the Kashi?
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
Yeah. That's what they said is gonna come up like next, and they're not gonna do no transitional episodes. I think it's gonna go like right into it. So that's all the news I got right now. There's nothing else.
All right, let's get into books. I haven't read anything this week for the first time ever. I think.
Wow. Hey. What about you, Kenny?
It's the first week of the month, so it's a bunch of new titles. DC, nothing's really popping. It's just a new Batman storyline with the Ghostmaker, which, like we talked about that, Mark. Like, what's the name? We talked about, like, how it's leading off to that and everything. Like you were saying, it's looking to be another kind of mid-scenario. Like, they're just pushing storylines out to have storylines. As far as Marvel, X of Swords is pushing along. New events about to pop off in Marvel in late November, well, this month into December, going to next year. It's another Venom event. It's called the Final King, which centers around Null. If you don't know who Null is, he's been the sentient symbiote entity that's been introduced into Marvel canon last year. In the Venom storyline, basically he's the god of all symbiotes and everything. He created it, and he's been released from his imprisonment, which was done at the end of Absolute Carnage, and now he's about to come and wreak havoc on the Marvel Universe, because ironically, like how we were talking about Black as Night last week, that the universe started in dark, and the dark got mad that light came. He was the original dark as far as... He was just in the dark, cool, and then light came, and he was using symbiote to fight stuff off. But, yeah, that's the storyline. This will come in, like, the end of this month into December. But X Swords is progressing along right nicely. We start getting to get into hands next week.
Okay, cool.
How about you, Jess?
I'm slowly reading Bleach right now, just trying to, like, catch up in that before the anime starts up. I haven't really made any serious movement in it. I'm still, like, on the part where, like, he's, like, met up with, like, the Division X and everything. So I was too busy to really pick it up, like, seriously this week. But as far as that goes, that's pretty much it.
Do y'all read My Hero?
Yeah.
Did you see any of the spoilers from, like, yesterday that came out? Okay. I don't read My Hero either, so I don't have a big idea on what's going on, but I saw a spoiler.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's including, if I say it, I think if I say it, it won't be that bad. If I say a hint, I think, it's including the Todoriki family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big reveal, actually. So, if you, how far are you into it? Are you, like, caught up, or?
I'm not fully caught up, actually, no. But,
okay,
I should be around that.
Yeah, well, you should probably, I have been contemplating picking up My Hero, like, the manga.
No, I really suggest that, bro.
Yeah.
And I would say skip ahead to, like, to the overhaul, like, right after overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
From there. Just read from there. Because you're already caught up in the anime, so.
Yeah, that's where the last season ended.
Yeah.
On that arc, so I can keep.
Yeah. So just, like, go from, like, after the overhaul fight and just read from there. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just that reveal itself that I saw. I didn't even mean to see. I just randomly saw it on my time. I was like, what? So that makes me want to just read the whole manga now. So I might do that.
Bro, do it. I'm serious, man.
All right.
Let's get into shows and movies. What y'all niggas been watching?
Mainly just YouTube. Last couple of days been binging a guy called let me make sure I get his name right. Keon Poole. Yeah, Keon.
Oh, Keon be on a whole lot of all deaf stuff.
Yeah, he be on all deaf stuff, but, like, I was binging his individual stuff. He has a series called Lyrics That We Let Slide. So it's been having me dead this whole week as far as, like, a bunch of classic, like, hip hop, R&B, soul, pop, funk, rock songs that, like, we regard as, like, great songs and everything, great either romance songs or party songs or just songs that play or whatever, and that they, like, he sit here, goes over, like, different parts, and you're like, wait a minute. They really let this slide in the whole song and everything, and that thing's like, Whitney Houston really made a whole side girl ballad called Saving All My Love For You, but yeah.
Keon was hot and wanted to hear Zooming with the homies. And it was so wild because Jackie was talking about sex the whole time, Jackie Fabulous. And they were like, Jackie, why are you always wilding? Why are you always talking about sex and stuff like that? And they eventually just, it was like late at night. And so they did start, you know, wilding out and stuff like that. And they were just like, well, Jackie, if you're going to keep on talking about sex, why don't you show us your titties? And Jackie was like, oh no, nah, that's too much. And then Tony Baker was like, nah, Jackie, nah, you wanna talk about all this sex and slobbing and all this stuff, show us your titties then. Don't be in the women in the group chat were hyper up to. That shit was so funny, and Keon was just like, he was just stoned. He was high as a kite. That shit was so fun.
Yeah,
I love all Def.
Yeah,
they definitely deserve better. Like they need. I mean, I was gonna say they need a show, like a TV show, but do they really need one?
I mean, it's on the internet nowadays, so
yeah,
really. I mean, I don't know. Show, I mean, probably Netflix or something, but at the same time, really, who cares?
Yeah, it's like I feel like their content just fits perfectly on, like, YouTube. So it's like, I don't know. It's just, I feel they should get more recognition. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
More recognition. Yeah. I can see that.
I think they should get more recognition because those niggas are really funny. I don't like their sketches, though. I'm going to be
honest.
Yeah.
I don't like their sketches. I like their conversations and stuff like that and their stand-up. And
reactions. Like, whenever they do individual reaction videos or anything, all the niggas be, like, hilarious.
Yeah, and some of that shit they be doing on the on the podcast wouldn't be okay for TV. Like, they'd be sparking up and shit. And I remember Kamira and what's her name? It starts with a P. Ballhead joint.
I know who you're talking
about.
Precious.
Precious, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had this one comic on there, or he was an artist or something like that. And, you know, they wow on their podcast, and they be looking at dick pics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they told that man to show them his, you know, in the studio. Like, they literally stopped the show for that. They
can't like some Howard Stern movie. Shit.
Yeah. I was listening to it, nah, no way. And then they was, like, talking about fucking him after the show and everything like that.
Oh, nah. Dang. That is wild. But, yeah, for me, in terms of watching, okay, I started a new anime. Y'all heard of Millionaire Detective? It's like this anime where it's a detective who's like, he's not even a millionaire. I don't know why they call it that, but he has like unlimited money, like an unlimited amount of money. So like, only saw like a couple episodes though. So there was like this one like bomb threat or whatever. And the detective, he like stole a car from like a civilian. And there was like, he was like, oh, I need this car. And the civilian was like, oh, you're gonna have to give me like 300 million yen for this car. And he was like, all right. So he literally like got on his phone and like, I don't know how, but he has access to like everybody in Tokyo's bank accounts. And like, he literally gave him like 1 billion yen or whatever. Yeah, because he has like an unlimited. I don't know how. I guess when I keep watching it, it's only 10 episodes. But when I keep watching it, I'm gonna like see like how. But it's pretty interesting. Like an actual detective who's rich. So I don't know. It's just something different. So I've seen that.
Is that like a comedy?
Nah, not really. It's more like a crime type of anime. Okay. I don't really see many of those anyway. So it's something new for me.
So like Lupin the Third?
I don't know what that is. Oh. That's why I'm gonna lose this this game. So yeah, no. I don't know, but it's just one of those crime type of animes. I started Snowfall. I actually watched it when it came out in like 2017. But I just fell off for no reason. For some reason, I don't know why. But I'm starting back up again on Hulu, and I think that's it. Otherwise, I've just been watching like Halloween stuff, just Halloween movies and stuff. Just watching shit I already seen. So in terms of new stuff, that's really it.
Yep, just been watching Squadcast, Kev's show. What is it called? The one with Angel. Here's the Thing. And watch it. Tahir's joint. And just listen to podcast group. So I guess next is trivia.
I guess so.
It's time. It's about that time.
Y'all ready to take an L today?
Yes, actually, I am.
You said actually.
Yes, why are you talking to yourself?
So for everybody who maybe today is our second. Today is our second Blurge Trivia. I will be your host, the host the most, Big Homie Kenny, out here, Murder Moco, gang gang. Episode 21. We got 30 questions. 3 people. So this way, we got Mystery Boy Marcus, Polite Shark, Drew, and Karen Crane, Justin. So we got everybody here. Let's get it popping. In Demon Slayer, Volume 1, who is the character that became a demon? The answer to the question was Nezuko. All right. So far, Marcus had the fastest answer. Drew came in second. Just came in a little bit last. But yeah, let's get quicker. Next question. In Death Note, which girl had a Death Note? The girl was Misa Amane.
This okay. I was about to say, it's such an easy question. I thought I was gonna get it wrong. Hey, oh wait, no.
You close on him.
Yeah.
Look quicker.
Gotta be faster than that.
Let me see. In Tokyo Ghoul, the main character is not known as.
Man, I don't know what this is.
I don't even watch this shit.
The main character is not known as what? The main character is not known as Tokyo Ghoul.
Man. Oh, I got it right. Hey.
I did it wrong.
The name of the show, I said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nah. Man.
And now. Right.
Y'all better.
Man. Drew's in the lead. With Justin and Marcus has now slipped to last.
That shit wild.
Come on, Egg Roll, give me strength.
An All-Star Superman, who are the two guys that tell Superman of his great triumphs?
Oh, shoot.
Samson and Atlas are the two guys that tell Superman of his great triumphs.
Oh. I forgot. Let's go.
All right.
Get out of here, man. He ain't supposed to be winning.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, everybody has a fair shot. This man, Drew, is now on a high answer streak. Or he is blazing them
out. Come on.
Jess is right behind him with 200 points behind, and Marcus is in last. He is trailing.
Going off.
He is trailing Justin by, by 600 and trailing Drew by 8.
I'm going sage mode. I'm ready.
The cells at work, which cell has a similar transformation to going from Hunter x Hunter?
What? I don't even watch that shit.
I watch both, but I don't know.
Has a similar growth?
Had a similar transformation.
Oh, similar transformation. All right, white blood cells don't... Oh, let me stop talking out loud.
Hey.
13.
That question threw me off, but...
And Marcus is now taken to second. He is now ahead of Justin.
If I go 30 for 30, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Light Shark has a high answer streak of 5. Drew is on a roll. Marcus is behind him with 900 points. And the man Jess is behind Drew with 100 and behind... No, behind Marcus with 100 and behind Drew by 1,000.
Lucky egg roll. Let's get it.
What two character designs were the influence for Naruto and Sasuke in Naruto?
I don't feel like this one is fair. I think there's two answers.
I thought it was only one. I can't. Oh,
it's only this guy right here, Goku Vegeta. Because
I just did it by like the colors. Like yeah, that's the closest scheme. Thing. That's the yeah. That's the only thing. That's the only closest thing I saw.
And at that, you got the blue. And at that, what's name out here with the orange and blue?
Bobby yeah.
He's out here in the blue, but yeah.
Man, whatever.
Polite Shark. Polite Shark.
Drew coming back up. No, not Drew. I mean, just coming back up.
I'm staying at the top.
Justice, what's name, back in second. He's at, what's name, 4,079. Man, Drew's on a roll. He just knocking him out. Six. He's already at six for a streak.
I know him all. I mean, what can I say? You know?
He doing his thing right now.
Nothing.
Marcus, what's the name, is that last? Again, I took it, but what's the name, my man? Just battle back. He said, ain't going like that. But let's go to the next question. In Ghost Stories, who said this line? Have you said to Jesus as your personal savior? That's up, little duh. Momoko.
Momo.
Right now, heck, same thing. Nothing's changed.
Hey. I like you as a host, bro. keep these questions coming.
All right.
I'll be good.
And Akira Kaneda's rival gang was?
The rival gang was the Clowns.
You got that wrong.
Never mind. I don't like you as a host.
Hey, Jess is in the league.
That only took one question.
Jess is in the league. Just as gaining, he out here coming for
this, him. Hold on. This, how much this Jones cheating? I got 6 right, and I'm already second place. Like, I just got one wrong. That's wild. Justin got 3 answers wrong.
Just got 3 in a row. He was on his one. He was sitting here blazing. He was coming for you, bro. All
right.
In Dragon Ball Z, who created the Kamehameha?
Oh, him.
Goku, Master Roshi, King Kai, or Krillin? Yeah, Master Roshi.
Thank God.
Close. Come on. Same, Drew is right behind Justin with less than 100 points. Marcus is in last, trailing Drew by 8 and Just by 9.
Yeah, I take it back. I don't like you as a host.
Anime's character signature attack is Fist of the Nose Hair.
What?
It was Bo.
It's so goofy. I knew it was that.
Yep. Ain't nothing changed. And Just is on a streak. 5 answers in a row.
You silent over there, Just.
In anime, who is considered the big three? Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, and Pokemon. Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, that's simple enough. Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
Oh, my God. How many questions we got? Oh,
yeah. Drew's on the run. We still got time. Nothing set in stone yet. Marcus might go on a roll here. People start getting stuff wrong. You never know. In Tower of God, who is the character that cripples Rachel? Ho had crippled Rachel in Tower of God.
That's, I really forgot about this stupid show. Oh.
You got it right. And back,
hey, back on top. Thank you, Jess.
Marcus has been on a roll, and also everything is getting a bit closer now. Marcus is now on Jess's trail, trailing by 100 points, and Drew is now in the lead with 6. And Yu-Gi-Oh, what monster card it was used to defeat Kaiba the first time him and Yu-Gi-Oh dueled?
That's the only one I know, so I'm going to go with that. I got it wrong.
What?
The first time they duel, bruh. Exodia obliterates.
Exodia!
Right. Now Drew is back in second. Just as bad.
I haven't seen one episode of that show.
I mean, it's the most iconic moment. You can get that one. In Death Note, what is Ryuk's favorite fruit?
Where's apple at? I mean, I feel like everybody should have known that.
There's that. Where's changed. That? We still have the same positions. Daredevil Born Again, who exposes Daredevil's identity? It was Karen Page.
I thought it was somebody that's not on here. I thought it was Fist.
Exposes. It's a girl. She gives his identity.
Oh! Not too many.
Oh!
Woo!
See, here we go. This is why I don't like Kahoot, man.
You never know, bro. You never know. Marcus is in second. He's out here. I mean, everything is close right now. Marcus is in second. He is behind the man Jess with less than 1,000 points. What's the name? With less than 100. Drew is in third with less than 200 than Marcus and is behind Jess with less than 400.
I'm about to close this app. I'm done.
In Bleach, which character is not a holo? Rukia is not a holo. And heck, nothing's changed. Marcus has been on the streak 3 in a row, back to back. In this anime, a girl searches for magical objects to fulfill her wish, which is the anime.
If y'all don't get this one.
Like, you just gotta literally look at the picture.
It was Dragon Ball and the character was Bulma.
Oh, this was too easy.
Thank you. Thank you, host.
You should be giving out too many hits.
What I was about to say Sailor Moon.
He's about to. All right, Marcus is now in the lead. Marcus is first time in the lead right now.
I was about to say Sailor Moon.
Second time.
Oh, yeah, he was in the lead. My bad. Put some spec on his name. Marcus is in the lead right now. Justin is behind with less than 100 points, and Drew is behind them. He is a little far behind, but he can still even it up.
I can still come back.
I still believe in him. We still have 18 questions left. In Erased, who was the girl who worked with Satoru?
Eri had worked with Satoru.
Nobody got
it. Okay, good.
Nobody got that right?
Nope.
Wasn't it Kaya?
No, it was Aerie, bro.
Who was Kaya?
Kaya was the girl he was going back to time to save from what's in her abusive mother.
Who was Aerie?
But isn't that the girl that worked with him?
No, Aerie was the girl who worked with him. She was 17 and everything, and she was like, oh.
That's the little pizza shop.
Yeah, the pizza shop. Aerie. So nothing changed here. Nobody got that right.
That was my opportunity, man.
19. One Punch Man, Season 1. Saitama defeated this character in the finale. What else? Drew, you should have got that, bro. But Eggman, ain't nothing changed. Marcus still in the lead. Justice on his trail, and Drew's slipping a little bit more and more behind, but I still believe in that man. Question 20. In Naruto, who has the strongest Sharingan eyes? I'm just letting you know right now, this question is a catch.
What?
This question is a catch. Who has the strongest Sharingan eyes?
If I get this answer wrong, I'm going to rage.
Nobody got it right.
Nah,
what?
Let me explain.
Change the host.
No, reason why I say Itachi has the strongest eyes is because Sasuke has his eyes after the transfer. So technically Itachi's eyes is Sasuke's eyes, so it becomes the strongest eyes in Naruto.
No.
But Sasuke owns his eyes though.
Those are Itachi's eyes, though, originally.
No.
But they're Sasuke's now, though. If you give me $100, I said it was a catch for a reason.
That's a terrible question.
No. Nobody get it right, but it was a catch. It was a catch on purpose.
We're going to talk about it after this.
In Kuroko No Basketball, the final person that Kuroko faces from the Generation Miracles is...
The person was Akashi.
I picked the name that sounded
intimidating. You got this wrong. Don't you watch this show, Drew?
I didn't get it wrong. I wanted to be the only one to get it right. That's the thing.
Drew.
Okay.
I got it right.
Oh, no.
Right. What's the name? Drew.
Oh, y'all close.
What's the name? Just got this answer right. They are trailing on Marcus. Drew. What's the name? Drew is behind Marcus by 1300, while Just is behind Marcus by... Hey, not that much. You on his trip.
Going on this app is crazy.
Less than 20 points. Who has the most transformation forms power-ups?
Oh, no. I picked the wrong answer. I knew it was Goku.
Hey.
I should have known it was Goku. It's not.
Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, you see every... What's
that show been on forever. Yeah.
He gets Superman 26 or whatever with salt on top. But yeah.
Luffy got a bunch of transformations too, though.
Huh?
Luffy has a bunch of transformations too, though.
Not as much as Goku, bro.
Is this a fact?
One Piece blinded him.
Exactly.
But anyways, Marcus
got more transformations than Goku.
Marcus has extended his lead, but yeah.
Marcus might have sealed it with that one.
In Fire Force, Shinra joins which special Fire Force company?
Hold up. Okay. Y'all get this wrong
like
for me.
A fire. I don't watch this.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Company 8. Come on. Thank you, Kenny. Come on.
This show, man.
Like I said, I'm making this even for everybody. Everybody got some questions.
Come on. Give me some Boruto questions, bro. Come on.
Yeah. All right. What's the name? Drew got that question right, and he's now trailing on Justin.
Dang.
In One Piece, who did Luffy join his crew first?
This is a Justin question.
I know it is. Oh,
okay,
fuck,
it.
I
don't.
Damn. No!
Oh,
my God. It's about to get it. Jess is back in the lead.
Look at Jess.
And now, let's say Marcus is trailing by less than 100. And heck, Drew's coming up out of here, too.
Bruh, I need a Boruto manga question, bro. Please give me some Otsutsuki questions. Ah.
This manga was the influence for Neon Genesis Evangelion's ending.
I saw this online.
No. What?
Devil Crybaby.
Devilman Crybaby, the what's name, both of the mangas, what's name, Devilman Crybaby's manga was written before this, in that they took the ending where you see the world destroyed from that, and what's name, used that influence for their ending for Neon Genesis.
Berserk. I never even finished that.
Right, let's go to the next question.
Berserk. The answer should have been Berserk.
No, it wasn't. No. Ugh. In Marvel Civil War, which character has swap sides?
Yo, are you talking about the comic?
Yep. Which character has swap sides? Spider-Man.
I got that right.
I know, but he answered quicker.
You gotta be quicker than that.
All right. Hey, Marcus came back to the lead, bro. I mean, heck, it's still anybody's game here. So, yeah. We got question 27 to 30. In Tackle Titan, who has the Beast Titan power?
It was Zeke.
Okay, I got this. Yeah. So, I should. No, that should be 1,000 points right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's his battle. Going like that. Heck, man, I mean, heck, what's saying Drew's on behind Marcus and me, heck, bro. It's still anybody's game. We still have three questions.
I need three Boruto questions, bro.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
In Green Lantern Blackest Night, this Guardian replicated the other Spectrum's rings for support.
I didn't read it. I wasn't here last episode.
What is it? What's the answer?
Only one person got this right.
Yanthet was the Guardian that replicated the other Spectrum's rings.
Yeah, I knew I would.
I mean, Marcus, that's for everything Marcus would get that.
Yeah. That is not fair, man.
Marcus is back in the lead. Two questions left. In Berserk, who trained Guts to fight?
Gambino had taught Guts to fight.
Yep, everybody got that right.
I almost put Guts. All right, hold on. Last question. This could be a 2,000 point question. I don't even want to answer no more.
Boruto was a party guy for whose son?
Wait, I don't even know this.
What? You watched this show, me, bro? You read it.
Boruto was a bodyguard for whose son?
Boruto was a bodyguard for the daimyo's son.
Hey, but I got it right though. But I got it right though. Third. Oh.
Drew got third. Number two. And number one. Leave on me, Marcus.
I don't even be watching anime like that. Let's go. I don't even watch half of those shows.
All right, Marcus, any words?
I want to thank these three guys. I said I would thank these three guys at my acceptance speech, and I said I would remember their names. I think one's name was Andre, another one was Julius, and the other one was Kevin. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for allowing me the opportunity to take this championship home. Really appreciate it. And in the wise words of Drake, you see this? We did all of this. So thank you guys.
Can we
so
end
much.
This episode?
I don't know what to say.
Shikamaru would never be Hokage. Shikamaru would never be Hokage.
The one Boruto question that I wanted. You put at the 30th question, and it's a bodyguard. I don't even know who that is.
He was a bodyguard for somebody's son.
Who is Daimyo?
Daimyo.
No, do you remember right before?
Remember we had to he was babysitting that guy's son, and he was trading cards with him and everything.
Yeah.
That's Tento.
His father was the Daimyo.
His father was the feudal lord. His
that's the name was, of the daimyo. That's what they called it.
Oh, I'm called the feudal lord then.
That's what they called it in the anime, Brody. That's what they called it in the manga. I thought you would get it.
I guessed on it. I didn't remember that man's name.
I mean, that's not his name. That's his position, but still.
But I knew it wasn't no Village Elder, and I knew it wasn't Orochimaru, so.
I cannot believe that's the one Boruto question. I seen, like, six One Piece questions in there.
Well, it was one One Piece question.
Nah, I seen six One Piece-related questions, at least.
This
is rigged. Right now, this is rigged, bro. I feel like Trump right now. Like, this is rigged, bro. It's rigged. It's terrible. It sucks. I was up for like 10 questions.
I know. Right. Heck, bro, I rooted for you. We all rooted for you. Learn from this.
I knew this was going to happen, but it's just the pain of being on top.
And you know what? We almost did win this election. Matter of fact, we did win the election.
I won.
You know, that was actually pretty good.
That was cool. That was cool.
It was not cool.
No, I was talking about your impersonation of Trump. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I kept watching that joint, man. He a funny man.
But all right, y'all.
All right, y'all. That wraps up the end of the show. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Blurs and My Acceptance Speech. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at The Blurs Burger, and on our Facebook page called The Blurs. Don't forget to subscribe to us at The Blurs on YouTube and like our videos. Also, feel free to leave us a 5-star review and a positive comment on your favorite podcast aggregator. And see y'all next time.
Peace.